Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Brett Baer is going to join us here right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline from the Fox News Channel. Brett, thank you for being here. Appreciate it, sir, as always.
Brett.
Good afternoon.
All right, let's talk. First, let's start with the story that we woke up to this morning, or sort of started to break overnight, about this murder of an American family. Some of these 9 members of a Mormon family from the United States, but also with family in Mexico, we're told, were murdered in a most brutal way in northern Mexico. What do we know about the intent or who the possible perpetrators were?
Well, they don't have a motive specifically for this family. They think they were caught up in this violence with cartels down there that is significant. And they're a family from Utah, so you have the senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney talking about it. And what's happening along the border with regard to these cartels and the violence is a huge concern. I mean, it's only increasing. The president spoke with the Mexican president today about how to deal with it. They've been trying to work for a long, long time on it, but it seems to be getting worse in certain areas. Now, what this family was doing, whether they were on a mission or we're trying to get to the bottom of all of this, but it's a tragic situation.
So they were in a convoy of SUVs, as I understand it. It was 3 mothers and 14 children. And they were brutally killed, burned. The vehicle was burned to a crisp. Some kids managed to get out, is my understanding, and ran into hide somewhere nearby. And one of them, I think a 13-year-old, walked 5 hours or so to get help in this situation. It's just unimaginable to think what was happening here to these women and children. It appears that it happened on some kind of a drug route that is used in this contested route between different cartels. But is it mistaken identity they're pointing at, or we just really don't know?
So as of this afternoon, we didn't know, but it's believed that it was between 2 of these cartels, and they believe that the caravan was a part of the other cartel. Each of them did, and it wasn't. And then this shootout happens, and the carnage is just unbelievable.
It is.
So we have a piece, somebody down there, and they've got some new information tonight. But think about this. Since 2018, the murder rate in Mexico rose from 26 per 100,000 to skyrocketed, and it just went up. There's 150,000 murders
again.
Related to organized crime.
150,000 murders in what period of time?
Well, since 2006, 150,000 murders tied to organized crime. That's about a 30% to 50% increase in total homicides.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And the president earlier today had tweeted about, you know, going to war, used the word war. And then the Mexican president tried to back off that, right?
Yeah, and they then had a discussion over the phone, and there is obviously this plays into what the president has been talking about dangers from across the border and Mexican cartels. So he obviously tweeted out numerous things today and has been talking about it and talking about it intently inside the administration, we're told.
All right, now on to the inquiry of the impeachment.
Yeah.
A couple different things happened today. One, transcripts were released from the former U.S. envoy, Ukraine, Kurt Volker, in which he said that he didn't believe that there was a quid pro quo, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was his understanding of it. But then you had the former EU ambassador, Gordon Sondland, change his testimony, went in and changed his testimony from an earlier statement to saying that he eventually came to learn that there was pressure being placed on the Ukrainians in exchange for cooperation into this investigation of the Bidens.
Yeah, this is where the focus is on all the coverage, but the transcript is massive. He testified for 10 hours, and some of the Q&A is, you know, illuminating as well, and that is, that, yes, he goes back, he changes his testimony, says he remembers having a discussion with an aide to President Zelensky from Ukraine in which it is being talked about that the aid is being withheld until a public statement about fighting corruption. Not specifically, and he doesn't testify to this, that they're going to go after Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Burisma, that company that, Hunter Biden works for, but a broad statement publicly about corruption. Now, I mean, you get into the weeds here. You have different testimony, and everything is getting kind of leaked out each day to try to move the narrative forward.
Right.
If we have a public hearing, maybe that moves the public opinion, but I think it's pretty stuck where it is. I mean, the bumper sticker is either you have a problem with what happened on that phone call and around it with the president, you know, talking about what he talked about, or you don't, or you have a problem with it, but you don't think it's illegal and he shouldn't be kicked out of office. And that's where some Republicans in the Senate are getting to.
And do you think that changes as we hear more and more testimony, more witnesses come forward, and this thing goes on closer toward the election? Are we going to see some sort of testimony that changes minds?
I mean, we don't know. There's nothing yet that is like this bombshell. There are things that obviously could happen, the finance stuff, the taxes, that could be another whole different route. But when it comes to this Ukraine question, I think time is on the administration's side. Once you get to the new year, they can easily say, we are in an election year. Let the voters decide if Donald Trump should stay or go. Why are you doing this impeachment process using all this time on Capitol Hill? Get something done for the American people. I mean, that's the argument they'll make. Democrats will say it's inherent in our job to, if there's an abuse of power, to go after it.
And the Roger Stone trial is starting this week, right? Starting
which today. Will be its own circus.
Oh, gosh.
There'll be elephants and, like, there may be clowns. I'm not sure what's going to be there.
Right. I mean, I know he's...
Contortionist, for sure.
The jury selection, I believe, was going to start today.
Uh-huh.
And remember, they had to put, like, a gag on him. They kept there was someone who referred to him as, like, trying to manage a middle schooler in terms of staying off social media and from making public statements. And the judge kept calling him in and going, you can't do this. You can't do this. And he kept doing it in terms of going out and doing, you know, making speeches or going on internet radio shows, things like that. And now here he is about to stand trial. And is your sense, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, that things are going to come out of this trial that are going to affect the outcome of either this impeachment inquiry or the
next one?
Yeah, the next one or the perception or whatever it is.
Yeah, maybe like the next one. I doubt that there's anything that's going to directly tie to this. Democrats are laser-focused on this Ukraine quid pro quo money for looking into your political opponent. Could there be other things that are eliminated from the trial? Sure. And there will be a lot of coverage because he's just such a character. But, you know, I think the prosecutors, it's pretty, they're just trying to go after the lying and the testimony that they say he gave falsely to investigators.
Yeah. He's quite a thing. He is something.
Yeah. his own character. Yeah.
I do love that his defense on this is, I was making it up because I wanted to seem bigger than I am. That is his defense in this, of the things that
he
said.
Yeah, when you go in with that, when that's your lead defense.
Right, that's the best you can offer. Yeah, it's not particularly good. Although he is still wearing my grandmother's sunglasses, which I think is kind of interesting. She's
that's
been,
really good.
Been looking for those for years, and it turns out Roger Stone had them.
Yeah,
I got Grandma, what were you doing with Roger Stone? All right, Brett Baer.
Hey, listen, so we have tonight, Senator Rand Paul on the show to talk about this whistleblower. He's calling for the whistleblower to be outed and named. And while people are listening to your show, they can record my show. And
good idea.
And you can see what will be some pointed questions about whistleblowers overall.
Wait, do you folks in the media, you all, it sounds like I hear people on your network say, we know who the whistleblower is. Is it widely known in Washington? It's just not publicly known elsewhere?
We don't definitively know. We have a good idea, and some people say they know, but you don't know until you know definitively. Mm-hmm. But the question is, from a journalistic ethics, number one, and then secondly, from a legal protection of a whistleblower and what that means for whistleblowers going forward is a real question. We have a good idea. We don't know for sure here at Fox. We're choosing not to say who we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rand Paul was with the, he was in Kentucky last night, right, at that rally?
Yeah. In which he said that the whistleblower should be named, the media should do their job, Hunter Biden should be subpoenaed to testify on Capitol Hill as well.
And he made an argument about some of the circumstances surrounding the whistleblower, about his connection to the Bidens. And that, I don't know where that all fits into the narrative, but at the end of the day, does it matter? Because the whistleblower is the one that blew the whistle, yes, but that doesn't make the subsequent testimonies irrelevant.
No, nor does the phone call disappear. I mean, the president released the transcript or the partial transcript of the phone call. And so at that point, everything we'd passed that,
right.
that point.
The fruit of the poison tree.
To say, where's the whistleblower?
Yeah.
The point being, the Senator Paul could get on the Senate floor, be protected, and name him himself if he wanted to. But he doesn't want to do that.
I just want to remind everybody that he got punched in the face by his neighbor. That's all I want to remind
people. That got ugly.
Of.
Didn't somebody, he ended up in the hospital?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll ask about that tonight.
No, yeah.
He broke his rib or something. Yeah. Something. I think he got knocked off his Toro, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Let's check in right now. Lauren Lapko, what's happening on the roadways?